Amen. So we finished yesterday Klal Aleph of the Chofetz Chaim of Lashon Hara, in which Bekitzer he said that the Iser of Lashon Hara is, even if it's true, because if it's not true, then it's a question of Mitzi Shemra. And the Iser of Lashon Hara is whether you say it privately or you say it in front of other people. If you say it in front of a number of people, it's even worse. And the Iser of Lashon Hara is regardless of whether you offer the information or you're nudged into the information. And the Iser of Lashon Hara is, if you say it or you write it or even you hint to it, as we said, even if you just shake your hand and somebody says somebody's a smart guy or a nice guy, and you wave your hand at the person, indicating that you mean he's not such a nice guy, that alone is considered Lashon Hara. And then we ended yesterday from the Rai, the Mishruch Chavetz Chaim brings the Rai from your Yeshaya Hanavi, that the Iser of Lashon Hara is, even if you're saying it about yourself and you include the other person, about both of you, how you did something wrong, and even if you say yourself first, and even if you're trying to knock yourself down, and even if you're doing it as a way of, oi, how much tshuva I have to do because of what I did, that's all very nice when you say it about yourself, but if you include anybody else in it, then it's the Iser Torah of Lashon Hara. And now we begin Bez Hashem Klal Beis. And he says, "B'chlal ze yivur din lashon hara b'apit losa b'chol prato b'voy shlo shasa sifet." And here the Chofetz Chaim is going to explain that the sugya in Bava Basra that we just had learned recently in the Daf Yomi, that the Gemara says that kol milsim misamer b'apit play b'it losa less be'mishum lishna bisha. Anything that's said in front of three people is not a problem of lishna bisha of lashon hara. And the question is, what does that mean? So the Chofetz Chaim, you know, goes in Barichus and he says, he already showed from the Lashon of the Rambam and others that the Iser of Lashon Hara is even if you say it to the person or you don't say it to the person. Obviously, if you say it to more people, it's going to even be worse. So Bazoi, what's the simple pshat in the Gemara that if it's a milsa of the Misamr of Ape Beit Losa, that there wouldn't be an Iser of Lashon Hara? How could that be? It's going to be even worse if you say it in front of other people. So first the Chofetz Chaim goes with the Shita of Taisvis. And Taisvis compares this to a Gemara in Erchin that says that Rabbi Yossi said that I never said something and I turned around to check to see whether the one who I said something about is around or not. So not to be mistaken, he says to think that the Iser Lashon Hara is only if it's Shelo b'Fanav. But I mean, if there's a Heter Shelo b'Fanav and b'Fanav, it wouldn't be an Iser. That's not pshat of what he means when he turned around. So the Chofetz Chaim shows, and then he brings other Rishayim who say Mefurish, that's the pshat in Taisus. That what Taisus means to say is that there are certain things that a person says, and Taisus says it, that it's going on Avak Lashon Hara. There are certain things that a person says that can be interpreted in two ways. It can be interpreted as something nice, or it can be interpreted as something negative. And it depends on exactly how you say it. The niggin that you say it, or the hand motions, whatever it is, how you say it, that's how it can be interpreted in both ways. So what the Gemara says is, kol milsa de misamra b'ape b'it losa. Anything that's said in front of three people, the Gemara is telling us that since it's said in front of three people, the news is going to get out. There's not going to be a secret what you just said. It's going to get out. And it's going to get out, and it may reach the ears of the person of whom you were talking about. So if so, then probably when the person said it, he meant to say it in, not in a negative way, but rather meant to say it in a positive way. Because in a negative way, he would be silly to say it so publicly, because the word's going to get back to the person about what you said. So therefore, the fact that he's saying it in front of three people itself makes us understand that what the person meant to say meant it in a positive way, not in a negative way. And that's what the Gemara means also, that I never said something that I had to turn around to check whether the person is there. That is because I would say it even in front of the person, because the way that I'm saying it is in a way which is a positive way. So therefore, if a person taka says it in a way where it clearly means a negative, so then avada, you don't have the heter of komul sedam samra b'api beit losa. So going to Taisvis, the pshat of the Gemara means that anything that's said in front of three people is not going to be lashon hara. Taisvis says is going on avak lashon hara, And it's going, Chafetz Chaim explains, when what you're saying can be interpreted two ways. If it's said in front of a bunch of people, surely you didn't mean it in a negative way. People understand that you meant it in a positive way. But if it's clear that you meant it in a negative way, then it is an Isser. So according to Tosfos, the Gemara is saying that the one who speaks in front of three was not over an Isser of Lashon Hara, because surely he meant something positive, he didn't mean something negative. That's how Tosfos learns. But the Rambam learns clearly not like that. The Rambam learns a different pshat. We'll see a little bit of Lashonis inside. But just outside, the Rambam learns that the pshat in the Gemara is that if a person did a terrible thing of saying Lashon Hara in front of three people, so the Mesaper surely was over a terrible Isser of Lashon Hara, worse than if he would have said it in front of one or two people. Because then it wouldn't be such a big embarrassment, but he said it in front of three, so you're doing even more damage to the person. What the Gemara means to say is the next step. The question is, now, if one of those people says it over to somebody else, is that the person who heard it, is he over Lashon Hara? And the Rambam says, is telling us two principles here. One principle the Rambam is telling us is that the Isser of Lashon Hara is not present when something is golui. When something is golui lakoil, something is known, everybody knows about it, then it's not an Isser of Lashon Hara. And that we would understand, as we'll hopefully see in the Chafetz Chaim a few times, that there's one inyan of Lashon Hara is an inyan of mazik, that you're damaging a person, you're a mazik. If somebody is already never damaged, so then it wouldn't be the Isser of mazik, because you're not really hurting this person's reputation anymore, because unfortunately, Nebuch, everybody knows about this person, so you're not damaging him. So while it's mazik, you're not a mazik anymore. There's a second akud of Lashon Hara, not because of the person, so to say, the victim who you're speaking about, what you're doing to that person, but it's a corruption in the speaker. The speaker himself is corrupting himself because he's acting not in the way, as we say, v'halachta b'drachav, not in the way that Rabbeinu Shlomo wants a person to act. That a person should be speaking negatively and trying to spread things about another person is a corruption in the speaker itself. So there's two aspects of Lashon Hara. One aspect is the aspect of you're damaging somebody, and the second aspect is that you're corrupting yourself. You're yourself acting in a corrupt manner. So the Rambam says, the Rambam clearly learns that the pshat in the Gemara is that if a person says Lashon Hara in front of a crowd, then this matter is going to become known to everybody. Therefore, if somebody now repeats this matter, it's not going to be an Isser Lashon Hara because it's goli lakoil. However, the Rambam says there's a condition. It has to be that you're not saying it with kavanosei legalos. Legalos gnusa yoiser. You're not saying it in a way that you're trying to spread the shmutz. So kipshuta, we understand what the Rambam means in these two halakim is, see, as far as the mazik is concerned, since it's known, when it's said in front of people, people are going to talk about it. So the damage has been done to this person. Now when I speak about it, I'm not damaging him further. Mashenke, when it comes to the question of, but what about your own corruption? So in that, the Rambam is saying that if avada, it'll be aser if kavanose legalois genuso yoiser. If your intention is to bashmutz the person, so then you're being even mitzad your din, not mitzad the din of mazik. Mazik, it's not considered a mazik, but it's your din. So that's how the Chafetz Chaim brings. The Chafetz Chaim brings, well, if you look on Sifkot and Gimel in the Mekber Mayim Chaim, so he quotes the Rambam, first if you have the safe to look inside, in Kal Bey, Sifkot and Gimel in the Mekber Mayim Chaim, he says, V'yata novel levayar bez Hashem yizvarach shitas Rambam. So I'll just add one more nekuda. So according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says that anything that's said in front of three is not an Isser of Lashon Hara, it's not talking about the person who initially said it, the Mesaper. According to the Rambam, the Mesaper Avad was over a terrible Isser of Lashon Hara, because he said it even worse than in front of one person. He said it in front of a bunch of people, so he caused even a greater damage. So that person is a terrible over Isser of Lashon Hara. What it means, there's no more Isser Lashon Hara, means when a person then says the news further. So the Rami says, V'zeh l'shen Rami perek zayim l'chizdeyes. Eizehu Rachel, zeh she'toyin dvarim v'hoylich mizeh l'zeh v'oyim b'kachem aplayni. So the Rami says, what's Rechilus? Rechilus is, somebody said that I said, this guy, I don't like this guy. I don't like Reuven. And now somebody goes over to Reuven and he says, you know what he said about you? He said that he doesn't like you or that you're not, whatever. So that's rechilus, like snitching, going back and snitching back on the person. So the Rambam says, this is destructive. Then the Rambam says, "V'yesh oven gadol mizeh ad ma'id v'hu b'chlal lav zeh v'hu lashon hara." As we had said, that there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravad, which is more a greater avera? Is the greater avera rechilus? Because rechilus mitzarecha causes machlokes. It causes machlokes. You go back and you say, this person said this about you. And then you go back and you say, how could you have said this, etc. And that causes a big machlekes. Or Lashon Hara is when you're saying something negative, when you're damaging and hurting a person. So the Rambam learns that Lashon Hara, when you say something negative, damaging about the person, that's worse even than Rechilas. So he says, even greater is the rule of Lashon Hara. Even though you're saying the truth, but you're knocking the person, you're being mavias of the person. Then he says, the Yisr of Lashon Hara is regardless whether you say it in front of the person or not. And if a person said Lashon Hara in front of three people, so then the news is already out. And now if one of those who heard it, they go further, then they don't have the Yisr of Lashon Hara, because it's already goli, it's already known. And he says, however, your intention is not to be megale, to spread the gnus of this person. And he says, he brings the Kesef Mishnah, and he says, Kleimar, Shezeh she'itarnu hainu, Shem yova b'mikra l'dabe b'inyan zeh, en isa l'aymrei, havelo she'iskavin l'gala sadov yoysev. In other words, l'chayra, the way I understand the Rambam's moshel, a moshel for what the Rambam is saying, is let's say Nebuch, there's news about Nebuch versus was a meiser and did something. So it's a dove, it's yedua, and a mela, I'm not hurting the reputation of that person when I talk about it. So now, if a person says, I can't believe what happened, like this thing, the guy, I can't believe a guy would do like that. So I'm not saying it because I want you to know that I want to spread bad about this person. I'm talking derech hakroi, so to say, talking about the Indian like it's so hot. If a person goes and he says, you see, look at that, look at those guys did, or look what these people do, you know, you think that they're the best, or you think, then the person is being, he's not just talking about it, a dover that's before some. He's kavanose legalis yaisa. He's trying to, you know, to knock the Inyan more. So that, even though you're not hurting that person's reputation, because Nebuch, that person's reputation is all over the papers, it's all known, so you're not being mazik him anymore with your speech. But nevertheless, lemaisa, you are acting in a corrupt manner, because you're being mechaven to spread, to knock, you know, this situation more. So that's like the two tnoim, that's the two principles that the Rambam says in the Yesoid. Is this man? Okay. We continued.